ever get people approaching you saying, Shirley, can you sing As We Lay for me again?
All the time. Even at church.
It was even at church.
You know what's so funny about it, church? They approach me almost like, you know, they want to talk to me about that song, as if, like that song is a secret. But, I tell you, I asked God, I said, God, show me how to use everything. Because it's just important that we understand that God does use everything. Because if you don't really get a grasp on that, then the devil can hold you hostage to your past and to your back in the day. And I tell people, honey, ain't no shame in the back in the day. Don't be mad at back in the day. Because if there was no back in the day, there would be no today. And so don't let the devil hold you hostage. Because that was then and this is now. And the Bible tells us that there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But I asked God, I said, show me how to use everything. And it's amazing because when I think of my journey, I'm understanding how the pieces of the puzzle of my life are all coming together. And I'm understanding the why and the what and the who of Shirley. I understand that God made me famous. He gave me a name. He gave me and that fame gave me a bigger name to minister from, a bigger platform to minister from. I also understand that my back in the day allows me to go back to some of my same back in the day folks and tell them, guess what, baby, I've got good news for you. Baby, God's not mad at you. There's nothing that you've done that God can't and won't forgive. Baby, there's no place that you can go and God is not there. He even knows how you got there. But if you've been discombobulated from your purpose or from your dream or from your life, from your family, if the devil has stole some stuff from you, what you want to do is you want to get reconnected back to the one whose idea you were, to the dream giver, the dream fulfiller. And he will put you in a position to become that person, to set you on the path of your journey, to become that idea that he had when he created you.
Shirley, how important is Bishop T.D. Jakes to Shirley Murdoch?
Bishop T.D. Jakes had a very, very pivotal role in my life. I told Bishop, I call him my Barnabas. When you think about the conversion of Saul to Paul, you know, there was a time when he came amongst the church, the people of God, and they were afraid of him because this was the same dude that was, you know, getting them hung up, getting them strung up,
right.
You know, he was the same one that was, you know, condemning them. But it was Barnabas who said to the people, he's one of us. And it's amazing because here I was singing on my praise and worship team at Solid Rock Church. My pastor's Lawrence and Darling Bishop, and Bishop came to preach our church anniversary. And there was a gathering at my pastor's home, and I met Bishop and told him who I was and what I did. And I told him, I said, Bishop, you know, I'm singing in mainstream music. I said, but I've never forgotten God, and I acknowledge God everywhere I go. And all of my records always have a gospel song, an inspirational song. I even sing gospel in the club, you know, to remind people about the goodness of the Lord. And I tell you, he said, well, Shirley, you know, one day maybe we'll get a chance to do something together. So Bishop did a recording called The Sacred Love Songs. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was blessed to do The Lady, Her Lover, Her Lord, and a song called You Are My Ministry. You Are My Help Me Too. When I think about loving myself, I think about loving you. So I had an opportunity to be on his love song.
Wow.
And he started a record label. And I was signed to Warner Brothers to do another mainstream album. And he said, Shirley, you said you never had an opportunity to do gospel. Because all my, you know, I had, growing up in church, never had an opportunity to sing gospel. You know, those doors mm-hmm. never opened. But then he said, you said you never had an opportunity to sing gospel. I started a record label, and here's your opportunity. So I went to my dear friend Roger Trout. I said, Rod, I have an opportunity to do gospel. I said, I want to be released from Warner Brothers so that I could do gospel. He said, baby, I'm surprised. That's what you were doing when I met you. He knew that was always my heart, what I always wanted to do. I miss singing the song of the Lord. And I tell you, the Lord used Bishop T.D. Jakes to open that door. I was released on paper with Warner Brothers in December of 1998. And my dear friend realized I passed away April of 99. Now, how's that for timing?
Wow.
That But it's amazing. It's just my journey. You know, I'm just so thankful. I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't be the person that I am today if you changed any part of my journey. But I just want to, you know, I realized even in this journey, I realized the call that's on my life. I'm called to be an evangelist. As an evangelist, I'm for the lost everywhere. And just, you know, just telling them that the love story of Jesus Christ, of how much God loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only son. And there's nothing that any of us can do to fix ourselves up because we weren't worthy. But it was the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary that has the power to eradicate the sin that's in your life and to reconcile us back to the Father so that we can become, you know, that again, that idea that God had for us when he thought of us. We can become that mighty man of power. We can become the virtuous women, you know, that we're being called to be.
Shirley, it has been a pleasure. I can go on and on and on with you. I enjoy it. Finally, as we wrap things up, how do you enjoy doing those stage plays? Because you are terrific. Every time I see you, I enjoy you.
Oh, man, I love them so much. You know, it's really, I have to make another reference back to the dream. See, this dream started as a young girl named Shirley, living in Toledo, Ohio, watching those Saturday matinees, watching that little girl on TV named Shirley Temple. And she was young. Her name was Shirley. She could sing and dance. And I looked at that television set, and I said, I can do that. One day I'm going to do that. And her name is Shirley, too.
Hey.
So it's amazing. I've been able to watch, you know, the Lord bring so many of my dreams to fruition. I've had the opportunity to work with some wonderful people, you know, people that I was a fan of for many, many years. You know, being able to be on stage with Billy Dee Williams, come on now.
Yeah.
Leon and Nova and... And right now I'm out with a play. It's called "Loving Him is Killing Me," and it's featuring Nene from the Atlantic. You know, the Housewives
of Atlanta, uh-huh.
And you know, the Celebrity Apprentice, and Darius McCrary from Family Matters, and Tony Terry, Kenny Lattimore, Deatra Hicks. I mean, we are just a wonderful cast of people, and we're in rehearsals, and so we're gonna. Our opening night is next week. We'll be in New Haven, Connecticut, and we'll be at the Beacon Theater in New York, and we'll be coming to Virginia to the Hampton Roads area.
Okay,
coming up pretty soon, also at the Willet in Portsmouth, Virginia. I think are you out of Virginia?
Yeah.
So yes, I say what I have to call you when I come to town, and you can come say hey to us, sister. How about that?
Gotta do it.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Shirley. It is our guest, the legendary Shirley Murdoch. Love you, Shirley. Beautiful woman.
Love you back, my brother.
And don't forget the project, Live, The Journey. When will it be in store, Shirley?
October 18th. Write it down. And you can actually pre-order with iTunes and Amazon and the various, you know, digital outlets. But the dream single is already out, and it will encourage you so much. If you know somebody that's got a dream and they they might have some dream assassins, some dream annihilators all around them, you might want to get that song from them and just encourage them and let them know that they've got a dream that cannot die, and that the God that we serve cannot lie.
Shirley, thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Hey,
brother.
Thank you for dealing with me. We tried to put this together, and we did put it together.
Oh, we did. It happened.
Thank you. It is our guest, the legendary Shirley Murdoch on Star 1310.